Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Saturday. Here we go. Kevin Kelly will be laughing. It's Monday. On Monday, the 26th of September. I hope you're all well. As the world's burning. We haven't even got the balls to call it a budget. The fiscal event. I think when the whole of the world markets start to take effect, you think you got old hands up sometime and go, you got it catastrophically wrong. Of course, Twitter is full of all of a sudden economic experts who know better. But the bottom line is we've just got absolute clowns in charge. We've got people are idiots. We got idiots running the country. We got idiot celebrity, or well, I say the word celebrity, they're not celebrities to me, but we basically have got a country full of grifters. Trump is king of the grifters, and I told you we always follow the US. We have copied. I mean, people saying Truss should go, we should never have got rid of Boris. Boris should never have ever been near that job in a million years, and that is leading us to where we are now. We have just got grifters everywhere. Boris is a massive fucking grifter. This lot now just doing whatever they can to get as much money for themselves and fuck anybody else. We've got celebrities, as I say, people like, you know, both sides, Owen Jones, Farage, Julia Hartley Brewer, Morgan, whoever they are, all just talking bollocks permanently to millions of people to grift, to make a fucking living, to get money out of it. The whole world is just full of grifters. We need some fucking serious people in charge. And we need to change the culture of this country of listening to fucking idiots repeatedly. I just don't get it. It absolutely baffles me and drives me mad that we just have a country that is so easily swayed by fucking clowns and idiots. What is going on currently is absolute fucking madness. And anybody who says it isn't, show me some fucking proof then. Show me some fucking proof. And don't just say, we got to wait. You know, Brexiteers now, or whatever it is, Remainers, Brexiteers, yeah, I don't know which one they are, fucking that, sick of them. Now we got to wait 10 years. Well, that's not what you said, is it? Now we've got to wait 10 years. This now, oh yeah, we got to wait for this economic policy to kick in. It's people who can't fucking eat and drink. Fuck's sake, honestly, you fucking wankers. Absolute fucking wankers. Drives me fucking mad. But there we go. It's absolute fucking joke. Really interesting to see what happens. And then the old right wing's one in Italy. It's all happening. It's all the good news today. See what happens there. But yeah, going to be a tough old couple of years. But I had a lovely email. I've put it up on Twitter. A lovely email from an FTS supporter. Or FTS supporter. No, that's not right, is it? FTS member. He is an FTS supporter as well, but an FTS member who has changed his gambling around and doing very well. I've put it up on Twitter. Lovely, absolutely one of the nicest emails I've had this year. Fantastic email. And all the best to him. And I promise you we're going to take more people on that. We've got more podcasts to come. We've got training to come. We've got automation help. We've got Excel help. We've got loads of stuff doing. We're having a whole, for those who don't know, and I don't know what I've told you, we're having a whole new website built. That's why things are taking a bit longer. Completely brand new website, which just in effect the whole idea is to make the journey better for people, so that rather than have to hunt around for things, we can easily point you to where you need to go depending on where you're at. And we will get people there. I'm going to be making some videos this week, and then obviously we've got football back after this international nonsense is gone. And whilst of course it's not, you know, you shouldn't promote gambling. Not allowed to promote gambling these days, are we? Not allowed to do say anything. Not allowed to talk about the word gambling. I do genuinely think that for FTS members, we're going to march you through this next couple of years profitably. No, you can't say that. You can't say. Well, I am saying it. So there you go. Because I do. I do think that things like this offer an opportunity and. You know, perhaps or focus the minds of people rather than it being throwaway money. People might take their money a bit more seriously, and we can, when you tend to do that, you tend to focus better and then you tend to do better. And I think with the right bit of training and pointing you in the right direction on how to trade some of these markets, people will do much better. And we've got some great stuff coming that's going to help you, as in additions we're making to the site in terms of modelling and all sorts that are going to help people. So yeah, good stuff. Anyway, all this podcast was about to tell you that there's we had the first half goal up on Saturday. It happened in about 30 seconds at Sheffield Wednesday. But we've got another one for today, which is Las Palmas Granada tonight at 8 o'clock. You can do it how you want. You can do it from the start, you can wait 15-20 minutes and go in, but fancy a first half goal at Las Palmas Granada. If it was 0-0 at half time, you might want to enter the 1.5 market at half time and trade that. But my as part of what I do, I want to do a lot more trading videos. I'm going to do some videos on general BetAngel setup for people. I do use BetAngel. We're going to have an area on the site with some automation files and some general help. So I'm going to do some videos on that. And then obviously when I'm showing my trades, people can copy that what I do basically. So yeah, all good stuff. Anyway, have a lovely Monday. Really, it's quiet, isn't it? Not much on. Sam's having her hips sorted this week, hopefully. And there will be the pod going up Thursday, next in the new series, with the written blog. You'll need to look at the written blog because there's a bit of numbers on this one relating to football, so you will need to read that. And then football's back Friday, so we'll be back into... we've got an onslaught then, which is good. I'm looking forward to the next 6-8 weeks. Have we got some proper football until we get to the World Cup? And then again, obviously the World Cup, we can work on some more training and stuff like that. I haven't decided what people are asking what I'm going to do for the World Cup. I haven't decided yet. I don't know whether I'm going to commit to do a... I'm not going to be watching it, so I'm not really sure I'm going to commit to doing a daily podcast on it. But I did for the last one do some 1.5 goal... trades. I may do that. I'll see where we're at website wise and what time scales are. I've actually got if Sam's hips all go okay, I'm going to be all on my own for Christmas and New Year, because she is going to Malta for about 5-6 weeks again, so I'm going to be all on my own. It's her birthday as well, miss her, but it'll be our first Christmas together that we miss, first birthday that I miss. But she wants to go out and have a Christmas with her grandchildren if her legs and hips, which is fully understandable. And I can't, because I can't. Well, one, football resumes on Boxing Day, and the dog and my sister is over from Australia, who I want to see as well. So I want to go and see her for a few days over that period. So there we go. I'll be all on my own. Anyway, the world is not burning. Let's just hope we do get some sensible people. I just find what people believe now and what people are driven to, and the selfishness in the world is the one thing I just find. This desire for I'm all right, Jack, and fuck everybody else is quite staggering and growing. But I'm going to help as many of you through the bollocks of all this as I can. Right, have a lovely little Monday, and I will be back with you all probably Thursday, and then, as I say, we'll then get into, once the football starts, I'll do more regular ones. So, yeah, have a good week.